Hello, little friends. Welcome to Issa's Story Corner. Today, we have a very special story about a young otter named Otto, who loves collecting stones and learns some amazing counting tricks. Are you ready to count along with Otto? Let's begin. Otto the young otter lived in a cozy burrow by the babbling Willow Creek. Every morning he dove into the clear water to search for the smoothest, most beautiful stones on the riverbed. His whiskers twitched with excitement each time he found a perfect one. Back on the grassy riverbank, Otto spread out his collection to admire them. But when he tried to count his treasures, he kept getting mixed up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8. Oh dear, where did 5 go? Just then, wise old Shelley the turtle slowly emerged from the creek. She noticed Otto's frustrated expression and asked kindly, "What's troubling you today, my young friend?" Otto explained his counting problem with a big sigh. "I have an idea," said Shelley with a wise smile. "Let's organize your stones into small groups. Counting is much easier when things are neat and tidy." She began arranging 5 stones in a perfect circle on the grass. "Now count with me," Shelley said gently. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 1 group of 5 stones." Otto's eyes lit up as they made more groups. Soon they had created several perfect circles of 5 stones each across the meadow. "This is amazing!" Otto exclaimed as he hopped from group to group. 5, 10, 15, 20! Counting by 5s made everything so much clearer. Shelley clapped her flippers with pride at Otto's quick learning. Suddenly, Otto had a wonderful idea. "Shelley, what if we use these stones to build something special for everyone?" He pointed across the creek where rabbits and squirrels stood sadly, unable to cross the rushing water to reach the berry bushes on the other side. Working together, Otto and Shelley carefully placed their counted stones across the creek. 10 stones, then 20, then 30. Each stone was perfectly positioned to create stepping stones. The forest animals cheered as they watched the bridge take shape. Soon, rabbits and squirrels were hopping safely across Otto's stone bridge to reach the delicious berries. Otto felt proud knowing his counting skills had helped build something that brought joy to all his forest friends. Mathematics really was magical. From that day on, Otto never had trouble counting again. He practiced grouping by 5s and 10s every day, and his stone bridge became the most popular crossing in the whole forest. Everyone thanked Otto for his clever counting solution. And that's the end of Otto's counting adventure. Remember, when things seem difficult, organizing them into groups can make everything clearer. Now it's time for sweet dreams. close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time for another story. Remember to check our website for the free coloring book of this adventure. Bye-bye.